bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from England, we hear from Father Ewan Marley, who is prior of the community in Cambridge. Father Ewan's preaching is entitled, A Home for Human Beings.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. As Jesus and his disciples travelled along, they met a man on the road who said to him, I will follow you wherever you go. Jesus answered, Foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. The other to whom he said, Follow me, replied, Let me go and bury my father first. But he answered, Leave the dead to bury their dead. Your duty is to go and spread the news of the kingdom of God. Another said, I will follow you, sir, but first let me go and say goodbye to my people at home. Jesus said to him, Once the hand is laid on the plough, no one who looks back is fit for the kingdom of God. The Gospel of the Lord. You could fill a very large room with books on the issue of what or who the Son of Man is, as mentioned in various places in the Gospels. What does it mean? What is the meaning? I think part of the problem is so many scholars seem to think that one word or phrase always had one meaning. Words have many meanings in different contexts. Fox, for instance, can describe an animal. Describes a person, it's quite a different meaning. You might actually describe an actual fox as foxy, if it's a particularly nice-looking fox. The Son of Man is a very good example of that. It has many meanings. References to a great apocryphal figure, or references simply to human beings as themselves, or even a rather elaborate way of saying I. Aramaic was rather fond of long elaborate phrases like saying, Your servant would like to ask you, meaning, I want to ask you. But the meaning here, I think, is fundamentally or primarily simply about being human. Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests. Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Which means, I think, at one level, a very simple level, foxes dig into the ground. You can always recognise a fox's burrow. Birds make nests, and you can in fact tell different species of birds from the nest they make. They're programmed to make a certain kind of nest. Human beings, on the other hand, have to decide what sort of home they're going to live in. Not that they lack a home, but rather that they have to make a choice. There's no natural home for human beings. They don't have an instinct to build a nest or a burrow or a certain way of living. And that actually makes them rather divided. Big houses are a sign of prosperity. Small houses are a sign of lack of prosperity or power. Rented houses, bought houses. Some houses are designed like fortresses because they're so rich that they keep the people out that threaten them. Castle is a romantic thing now, but when castles were used, they were used as a sign of human beings' fear of each other. It's a place to hide. In that sense, the Son of Man has no home. Human beings have no home. We don't have a home that fits every human being, that unites every human being. Our homes divide as much as they protect. They separate. And the phrase, specifically, nowhere to lay his head, is itself saying there's nowhere where we can rest or sleep. Our homes are a sign of division and fear. That's something we like to forget. We concentrate on the niceness of the home, the living. But of course, if someone lives and owns in a home, that's other people, the whole rest of the world that's been fenced out. We're looking for something else. Here on earth, we'll never have that. Here on earth, we're always divided in some way. We can never wholly trust each other. We can't live in the open air. We can trust in God, but trusting in God often means having nothing worth stealing. Best way to protect yourself from being burglarized. Burgled in England, we say. Scotland. No, we have to find a new home which is for ourselves. That's why Christ is so harsh. When Christ came among us when he in a sense, made his home among us, he also said, this isn't the home of human beings. It's not the home of the Son of Man. It's not the home that we can live in forever. That's somewhere else. That's the home we're looking for. And so the excuses people use for not following Christ are basically domestic excuses. But to bury my father, say goodbye to my people at home. But the point is, it's not your home. Heaven is home. It's where we have to go. And we have to build it here.